You're good. Like, how did it feel being back out there, first of all?
Yeah, it felt good. It's always a lot of fun being out there with the guys. Felt like just kept it simple. Haven't played in a few weeks, so shaking some rust off. And the team has been playing really well the last few games, so I just tried to add to that and play the game that they've been playing, and felt pretty good about it.
Right from the start, it seemed as though your game was take time and space away. Was that, in fact, the case?
Yeah, I just wanted to be good defensively, try not to give up too much. Like I said, I haven't played in a long time, and only had one practice since before the break. So definitely shaking some rust out. Didn't want to be too aggressive offensively. Just try to take what was given, and at the end of the day, just try and help the team. So felt good about it, and I'm hoping each game I get better and better.
I guess team-wise, defensively is what I'm speaking of. There was just take as much space away as you could, time away, and pressure as much as you could.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're a very skilled team. Obviously, they've won 10 in a row for a reason, and they have really good players on that team. So we knew that if you give them time and space, they're going to make plays, and they're going to hurt you. And I feel like for the most part, we did a good job of limiting that tonight. Obviously, they got some chances, and Jet was there to make big saves. But I liked how we played tonight.
It's like, how fun is that challenge of the team that's won 10 in a row, you know, flying high?
Yeah, it's... it's a great challenge. I feel like a team like that has a lot of confidence, and you just have to meet it head on. And I feel like we did that today. We weren't caught up in the streak or anything like that. We just went out there and wanted to play our game and play confidently and play with some swagger. And I feel like we did that tonight. And when we play like that, we can beat anyone. So it's definitely a good game for our group. But yeah, it's a team with a lot of confidence, and I feel like we did a good job in it.
5 for 5 on the penalty kill tonight. You've been one of the best in the league since the middle of December. What's really flipped the switch in that area of your game?
I think we're all on the same page right now. I feel like maybe early on there was a little gray area, maybe a little miscommunication from guys. If there was one breakdown, it seemed like we'd compound it with more breakdowns. I feel like now we really have a grasp on what we're doing out there, and guys are reading off each other. We're not compounding mistakes with other mistakes, and we're just being patient, and it's been working for us. So that's a huge part of the game is the penalty kill, both special teams, and it's not going to give them a power play, but I feel like our kill was a big reason why we won that game.
See, with a larger lead in the interim third period, how do you guys stay locked in, especially with some, you know, defensive struggles in that period in the summer?
Yeah, I mean, we just talked about continuing to play our game. Play defense first, look at our chances from that. Like I said, the guys have been playing really well the last 3, 4, 5 games. So I feel like outside of the Jersey game, we've had really good third periods lately. Even the Jersey game was just a quick 3 or 2 minute span. So I feel like we definitely turned a corner on that, and feel like you know, we're comfortable playing with the lead now, and I feel like we did a good job today.
Thanks.